Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
Hey, happy Sunday, everybody. I hope you're having a lovely day already, and I have a couple of wonderful guests with me today for the show. I have Steve Andrews and Becky Dieter of Senior Path, and welcome you two. Glad to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Hey, let's just jump right in. Let's start with you, Steve. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and what your company does, okay?
Okay. Becky and I both have lived this with our parents. My mom passed away with the complications of Alzheimer's some 20 years ago and was in a situation where I was told by the doctor that she was no longer safe at home and was told that the best option would be for her to be placed in a care facility. So at that point, I had no information. There was no shows like this to help us along, very little from the Alzheimer's Association at that time. And so I did what a lot of people do. I took my mom to the place closest to my house.
Okay.
And it turned out to be a very difficult, bad decision that we spent several months fixing. So fast forward to today, I started Senior Path, which assist people with that troubling decision of what questions do I ask, how do I do the best for my loved one. And so that's what Senior Path is about, part of what we do.
Excellent. And I know just from prior talks that we've had that this is very person-centered focused. Well, welcome, Becky Dieter. Glad to have you here as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to meet Steve and be a part of Senior Path.
Sure. Well, I have a family story like a lot of people do. My background is I have a bachelor's degree and I also have a law degree. And I'm certified in mediation and coaching. So even with all these credentials, a few years ago, my family was in need. I had elderly parents in Florida and my mom had been doing a great job as a caretaker. But my dad became terminal, and it became clear that we really needed some help. And so I was luckily, unlike a lot of people, was in a position to just quit my job, go down to Florida, and dive into a world that I knew absolutely nothing about.
Wow.
Making decisions with regard to hospice, in-home care, learning about long-term care insurance, all the while just really not knowing what I was doing or having confidence in my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And would have loved to have somebody help me along the way.
Well, let's talk about that. So why is it important to plan? Why is it important to plan where you want to go, what you want to do when you're sick, when you're aging, when you've got dementia? How do you help families with that?
I think with planning, it helps you when those crises do arise. When there is the death of a spouse or a medical diagnosis or some type of transition or chain a senior and family are facing, it's a really anxious time and it's a very difficult time for families.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's some planning, then you have the information you need to feel empowered to make those decisions that you need to make with some confidence.
Okay. So that not only helps with just the logical and the pragmatic situations that can occur, it also relieves stress and
absolutely
helps to provide clarity. Would one of you like to tell me how your company provides that clarity?
Well, I think it's about starting with understanding the family itself. We really take the time to sit down and listen to the family and hear what their needs are.
Okay.
From there, we can better determine how we can help them. Power comes from knowledge, and so the more information we can help them pull together and to organize so they're prepared to make those decisions, the less stress there is on people.
I totally agree. And one of the major problems that I think families come to is, say, for example, you're coming to visit mom and dad. Maybe mom has dementia or something of that nature. And all of a sudden, we're having to ask personal questions about bank accounts. We're having to find documents We don't know what to look for. We don't know where to look. We don't even know how to ask. Can you help with things like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. From twofold, we can help. One is to help with those difficult conversations. With my coaching background, I can really help people have those conversations with their families so that there isn't a defensiveness to it. Secondly, I'll work with people, provide them with lists, sit down with them to help them find where the information is. Maybe you're a check register person, so it's in your check register. Maybe it's in your checkbook. We work through together where to find all the documents that relieves that stress.
Right. So passwords and all that. So, mm-hmm. Steve, let me ask you a question. A lot of times we just feel like we're lacking the confidence, right?
Absolutely. The biggest thing that we offer is that personal attention. We don't do it over the phone or over the internet with a bunch of questionnaires. We get to understand the case. We spend whatever time is necessary, both on Becky's side as well as on the senior living side. We also accompany the families on tours if it is a situation where they are looking to be placed because they're not safe or comfortable at in their home.
Okay. So this is all about relieving anxiety, right? Absolutely. A lot of times people find that maybe they're in over their heads and so on and so forth. And listeners, if you're one of those and you've got a question today, please give us a call. It's a live show, 303-631-1430, 303-631-1430, and ask Becky and Steve a question if you'd like to. But let's talk about that. So what are some of the main questions that people will ask you maybe about finances?
Well, it all starts with, we don't know what we can afford. We don't know how long the money is going to last.
Right.
And that's the biggie. And that holds a lot of families up, and they're kind of paralyzed from moving forward because they don't have that information. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to spend mom and dad's money and have it run out. So it's really critical that we take the time to gather all that information so the family feels like they can make that informed decision about how much money will last, how much they can spend, what other resources they need to tap into. Mm-hmm. Also understanding what Medicare is going to cover. A lot of families don't understand what is Medicare, what will this cover, what will it not cover. So, and that's really important.
Great. Absolutely. Good points. So that's what you do. You go in and you sort of help them navigate this path, right?
Absolutely. The questions we get most often, we don't know where to start, we don't know who to trust, and we don't even know what questions to ask.
Right.
Many times that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Becky fills in the blanks so many times with that. Even if they are not in need of the move to a senior living facility, we're able to provide that guidance and confidence and leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very important.
Absolutely. And not only that, but you talk about other things. You give them a roadmap of where to go if they have medical issues, if they need legal assistance, things of that nature. And those are huge, huge issues for families. So, again, listeners, 303-631-1430. Please call in and let us know if you have a question. We're going to talk a lot in the second segment of this about the powers of medical and looking at medical issues and how do we figure out where mom and dad are on all of this. Who are their doctors? What medicine are they taking? Things like that. So we're going to get back to that in just a minute. We're going to listen to a word from our sponsor, Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. We thank them for the great work they're doing, and we'll be back in just a minute with Steve and Becky from Senior Path.
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you will ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Living with purpose and meaning is the best reward at Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Your loved one will live life to its fullest. Licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day, compassionate caregivers, 3 well-balanced meals, and 3 healthy snacks are a few key elements of the JEA difference. We also offer fully furnished private and semi-private rooms, meaningful activities, and scheduled outings. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
All right, so I have Becky Dieter and Steve Andrews here with Senior Path, visiting with me and our listeners today. So let's get back to what we were discussing before the break. Both of you have said that you had personal issues that sort of led you to where you are today. So you probably experienced some of the medical questions that families have. What are those?
I think it all begins with, again, power is knowledge. So what are the medical conditions that you're dealing with? And sometimes we get focused on one diagnosis. So whether it's Alzheimer's or dementia or a heart condition, and there are also other medical issues going on that we need to understand.
Sure. And so should they make a list of those?
Yes. We start with doing a summary of those medical conditions. The other thing that's helpful with that is there may be a crisis down the road. There may be an ER visit and a hospital visit. And when people go into those situations, none of us are thinking clearly or remember things. So we sit down and we make a list of who are all the physicians, where are they located, what's their contact information, and also prescriptions. I mean, none of us remember the prescriptions we're on.
So true.
And so make a list if it's spouses. We make one list for one spouse, one list for the other, so that you have that information that you can walk in hand, so you're not panicked about, oh my gosh, maybe I don't remember one of the medications or something. So it make it easier for people when they're in those crisis situations.
Oh, exactly. And not only that, but from a physiological standpoint and a psychological standpoint, just having someone to help guide you through finding this information and a little checklist to make sure you get everything covered so that when they need to make that major life change or that big move, you're there to help them with those kinds of things. What are some of those issues? Steve?
Yeah, with contemplating a move, if somebody is not safe, that is the first indication that a move might be appropriate. And some of the important things to consider on that is, first of all, what is the care level that is appropriate? There's a financial part that obviously is also has to be considered. We take into account the resident's interests and background, and then the location preference.
Okay.
So all of that is done personally, and then we screen to try to eliminate a lot of wasted time. And then help them evaluate the communities that are under consideration.
Okay. What are some examples you could give the listeners about structures and living situations that might be a precursor to a big move like this for a loved one?
Well, the major first consideration is not only what is that client going through at this time, but what is the likely needs they're going to have in the future. Especially with dementia, as you know, it is disruptive and there is typically a decline anytime you move a dementia patient. So our effort is to try to find a location where we can minimize that kind of stress.
Okay. All right. And is there a cost for your consultation?
On the placement side, there is no cost to the senior or their family for the service we provide. And Becky can address on the planning and consulting side.
All right.
So on the planning side, I provide a free initial consultation. And then we have a tiered pricing model where we're going to meet people with what their needs are.
Okay.
And where we can provide value to them.
Okay.
And just to tag on a little bit with what Steve was saying, too, the other thing that's important to us is, especially if somebody is moving, is to understand and to help them with the transition.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times families don't fully understand how difficult that transition can be. When
right.
somebody's facing a move, that's very difficult. When you've lived in a house for 20-some years and you're making that move. So we're looking at what could help them with that. Are there other services we can bring in? Is there education that you can provide, for example, provide some great training and assistance for families, Jill?
Mm-hmm.
What else can we do to support that family through that transition? Because it's going to be difficult on everybody.
Right. And even legal issues, although you may not be practicing with your law degree at this time, you can always fall back on it. But you help people with those kinds of things, because we know that guardianship, power of attorney, sometimes if those things aren't set before a person gets pretty progressed with the disease, it can be an absolute nightmare trying to navigate through that area. Do you have any success stories that you could tell my listeners about, maybe something that went well?
Well, I can tell you that from my point of view, this is the most gratifying job I've ever had. I mean, we get so much positive feedback because families are feeling so stressed and they lack this confidence, especially when they're unprepared to be thrust into a market that they don't know, and they're operating on behalf of a loved one who is depending on them making the right decision. So from that standpoint, it's just one success story after another. Very rewarding.
I love that. Becky, have you ever gone into a home where maybe the family's dealing with issues like expired medications, expired food in the refrigerator, somebody's not agreeing that mom or dad is as far progressed with this disease or even has this disease. Have you dealt with anything like that? I sure have.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's really about starting those conversations with the family. One of the most important things families can do is communicate. Just communicate. Talk to each other. Talk to the senior. Talk about what you're seeing and what's going on. And so we can help guide those conversations with the family
mm-hmm.
so that we can start dealing with those difficult issues. Because
right.
people come in and they see it, and it's so hard to deal with. What do I do?
Right. And what do you do if maybe, say, a power of attorney, an elder daughter or son, needs your assistance to sit down and have a discussion with the family?
So I will sit down and review the legal documents that folks have to see what they have in place, because many times I'll run into a situation where a will was done 30 years ago and
right?
things aren't the same. So is this still your wish? Are these still your wishes? Also, as people age, it may be beneficial sometimes to have another person on the power of attorney. So we look at that, because a power of attorney need can come up so quickly in a crisis. And as you pointed out earlier, if there are cognitive issues, our window of opportunity to make changes or create documents is very narrow. And so we need to address those quickly and get them to an attorney that's an expert in that area that can help them.
I love that you add additional resources. And I know, you know, it comes up oftentimes where family members don't even understand that they can still be on power of medical, so they can talk to the care community or the hospital or whoever it is, the retirement community, the continuing care communities, just so they can get information about mom or dad. These things become really, really difficult issues. Just this last week, I presented a lecture on end of life. And was amazed at the crowd, which was a large crowd, that did not have legal documents in place, that did not understand end of life, that did not understand what time it was, when the time comes to move somebody into a community. And all those things become incredibly difficult issues. We're going to take a break and get a word from our sponsor again here in just a second. But we'll come back and have a little bit more conversation on this, okay?
Making the decision to place your loved one in the care of others is one of the most difficult decisions you'll ever have to make. If that someone special is in your life and is needing memory care, Bellevue Heights is the place to call home. Bellevue Heights, part of the JEA Senior Living family, is deeply committed to serving people living with Alzheimer's and other related dementias. Bellevue Heights believes that supporting families and caregivers is just as important as caring for our residents. We offer free monthly support groups, education and lecture series, and presentations by experts in Alzheimer's and dementia care. All of our programs are free and open to the public. Call Bellevue Heights at 303-690-0700 to learn more about the high standard of individualized care they can offer your loved one. And ask about our current and upcoming education opportunities and support groups. Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center is located at 14500 East Bellevue Avenue in Aurora. Visit jeaseniorliving.com or call 303-690-0700 to schedule a tour. Come home to family. Come home to Bellevue Heights.
Welcome to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. A candid conversation as we learn about dementia, Alzheimer's, and its effects on the people we love. Jill's years of dedication and experience help you adapt, recover, overcome obstacles, and help find a positive outcome. It's time for Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz.
I was so excited to invite both of you to be on the show today, Steve and Becky, and I'll tell you why. It's important to me to find other companies and resources for the listeners of this show who, when I meet them out in about in Denver, are very proud that they are educated and understand the difference between Alzheimer's and different types of dementias and what dementia means. But it's important to me that we find partners in the community, that I find partners in the community to join my team and be person-centered care. And oftentimes, when I find placement companies, I get a little nervous because I wonder sometimes if that almighty dollar guides, you know, even though folks say, hey, we don't charge for the services, they get paid from the communities that get chosen. And I really felt when I met the two of you that your 100% focus was on the family and trying to find the right fit for them and trying to help them not only with the placement side, but just navigating through whatever they need to navigate through, whether they're looking for a place or not. So first of all, God bless you both. I love it. But I'm glad to have you here. So are your services covered by Medicaid, Medicare, private pay? What do you have?
It is a private pay.
All right.
The placement side or the senior living side is paid for, like you said, by the communities that we partner with. We have literally hundreds of agreements on the Front Range, so there is no danger that the client is not going to see the best community for their niche.
Glad to hear that. And you've actually told me you have over 350 contracts, so you're not limited to 10 or 12.
Absolutely.
Love it.
That's a huge thing.
Excellent.
Yes, that covers, you know, how we are compensated. We absolutely, it's a great service for the families because there is no cost for that. And while the consulting and planning side, it cannot be free, it is certainly affordable.
Absolutely, and that's excellent. Becky, do us a favor and give my listeners your website and phone number and repeat them twice for me, would you please? And everybody get your pens and pencils out.
Sure. The website is www.seniorpap.com. Phone number is 303-981-2815.
And for the person running for that pen and pencil, we're giving them a second. Say it one more time.
Website again is www.seniorpap.com. Phone number is 303-981-2815.
Excellent. So as I always tell my guests, please think of a closing statement that you want to have, but I'm going to tell my listeners a couple of things that happened in the community this week. So, you know, I'm always calling out care communities. I want to make sure that we're getting more and more of them that are person-centered care. And if you're task-centered care, I'm looking for you. We're going to try and change your ways. But here's what I had happen this week. So I had a community out of Lafayette call me, and the lovely executive director, her and her husband own this community. They've invited me to come up and tour their community, and they tell me that they have continuous floors, so it's not confusing for folks. They have red toilet seats and blue shower seats, and I think I'm in love already. So I'm going up to tour that place for my listeners, and I'm going to give you feedback next week, but I'm feeling pretty good. I found community number four. So if you're one of them, you want me to come and tour your place and talk about you on the radio and celebrate what you're doing in these, please call me. So not only that, but my Instagram has just been growing and growing and growing. My followers, it's Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz. Also check out my Facebook site, because I put podcasts from these shows on summitresiliencetraining.com, and all you have to do is click on radio podcast. Please join my blog. I've got some great, interesting conversations going on, and I'm getting a lot of callers on Mondays after the show. I know this is intensely personal to all of you, and sometimes it's not easy to talk about it on the radio. If you don't call in, I don't take that personally. I know it's deep in your heart, deep in your soul, and you want to talk about it on Monday with me, that's fine. But please feel free to call Becky and Steve at their company tomorrow if you've got any questions. And by all means, I'm going to have a newsletter coming out. I've got some surprises I'm going to launch in October. I've been working on a Christmas CD with my husband. I made one 13 years ago that was just for my mom with Alzheimer's. And it's been doing really great. I'm loving it. And so I am going to have a great person next week, Clara Lee Charlton. And she is going to talk about legal issues. So thank you so much for joining us today. One last parting word.
Well, I just say that if you're stressed and confused and overwhelmed by the decisions, there is help. Jill and her program and the Alzheimer's Association, there is plenty of help. Go seek it out.
Absolutely.
And this is a passion for Steve and I. We want to help people. So we're out there to help guide you. Let us help you.
Good. I'm so happy to have you here today. Keep doing what you're doing. We just absolutely enjoy having partners in the community, and everybody's working hard all for the same reasons. And next week, like I said, be sure to tune in on Sunday, because Clara Lee Charlton is going to answer those questions of, what if I sell my mom's house? What if I need to liquidate some of her assets to pay for her care? What are the tax implications of things like that? Those are all big, big issues for families, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I love that the two of you have come from a place where you're really working from a place in your heart where you've been down this road with everybody. You know what they're feeling and how to help them navigate everything that they're doing. And it's really a difficult situation when we all of a sudden come home from a reunion or a wedding or something like that, and we see that our loved one is having problems, or even a person that is maybe our spouse, or right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a tough, what do you do first?
Right.
What do you first, who do you talk to?
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult. And a lot of emotion going with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got more and more information for you all the time. There's books to read. There's resources out there. There's just plenty of good information for us out here in the world. And people just don't know it, do they?
No.
They really don't.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's helping people find that information and getting in touch with that information that can help them is just critical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I'm really glad to have you both on here again. Steve Andrews, Becky Dieter from Senior Path, and you all just do a terrific job. And if you need my help, please call me, 303-999-1961. 303-999-1961, or visit my website. Also, come on the cruising site. We've got lots of good information about things going on around the community and just events you be a part of. And we're very, very happy to help you in any way we can. Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz. We're going to see you next week. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Dementia Resilience with Jill Lorenz, sponsored by Bellevue Heights Alzheimer's Special Care Center. Visit her website at summitresiliencetraining.com to learn more and join us next week as we learn more about dementia, Alzheimer's, and overcoming obstacles with a positive outcome. See you next time.